Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
He's against God. He's against guns.
Our law enforcement officers are not an occupying force.
The violent crime rate here is just not tolerable right now.
The left lies. They lie about everything all the time.
The Republicans are nickel and diming our children.
Yo, will we get a deal today? I don't know. Nancy Pelosi doesn't seem to want to agree to anything. That's kind of where the world stands on your Friday morning. Schools are closing down except to virtual reality. And now we find out that people are dying and having seizures after drinking hand sanitizer.
Yeah, what is
that about?
Do
people know
that
hand sanitizer is not a food?
I was confused.
Or beverage.
Right.
I mean,
it says right
I'm pretty
on
sure it.
It
says on there you don't consume.
Not for consumption, even if it comes in what looks like a liquor
bottle. I don't even
want
it on my hands, to be honest. I'm not a hand sanitizer person.
Fair.
So, I mean, but I'm not putting it on my hands. It certainly wouldn't cross my mind to ingest it. But what is wrong with people?
This seems dumber than the fish tank cleaner people at the beginning of it all.
I think you're right. I think you're right. More proof that you can't fix stupid.
The chemicals in that hand sanitizer just give me a headache. It's just a personal thing for me.
Smell.
I just avoid it. And I never put it on my, like when kids are little, like I know that some have alcohol, some don't, blah, blah, blah. And you should know the difference and read it. But kids would have it on their hands and they've got their hands all over their face or they lick their hands or something. And it's like, I don't want that on my kid.
Yeah.
But
no thanks. And in the meantime, you might have to give up your TikTok, which is a big problem. Let's get to our guest, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx. Welcome to the
jungle. We got Jim Carafano joining us this morning from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Jim, how are you, my friend?
Hey, the clock ticking on TikTok.
Clock is ticking. I made that joke earlier. Thank you. They made fun of me, but they like you.
There you go.
We like you.
Oh, well, yeah.
The joke's still the joke.
TikTok for TikTok.
You know, the president's taken a lot of heat for this, but I said if he did things for, like, political calculation, the last thing you'd want to do is hack off every 18 to 30-year-old in America the month before an election.
Look, I think it's very clear that the U.S. strategy of pushing back on China has nothing to do with politics. First of all, the administration has been tough on China for 4 years, so this is nothing new. Second of all, the Chinese have gotten much more aggressive in the last few years and much more malicious and dangerous, and so we need to push back. Third of all, look, this is bipartisan. I think both sides of the political aisle recognize that China is a serious issue that has to be dealt with. And look, the last thing is, the reality is look, people aren't going to vote on China. Everybody wants to be tough on China. They're just going to vote for their person and say, well, that person will be tough on China. So it has nothing to do with politics. Everything to do with, I think, a legitimate issue. There's a handful of Chinese companies which either already have or potentially could have a huge presence in the United States, which could be dangerous to the privacy, to the private information, to our national security. And that's why this administration has targeted them. Companies like Huawei, ZTE, and TikTok. So I think we're right where we need to be.
You know, I know that you are a leading expert in national security and foreign policy, so I hate to be the one to correct you, but you're mispronouncing it. It's China.
China.
China. Sorry. That's how the president says it, not... You got. I mean, it just drives the point home, right?
I ate Chinese food. You know, when I was a kid, the only restaurant we could go to was the Chinese restaurant because Chinese restaurants were cheap, you know, and you could go and order the cheapest thing on the menu. So basically you could, you know, once a month you got to go to a restaurant and have chicken chow mein and jello, you know, so there's always will be a warm spot in my heart for the Chinese people. This isn't about the Chinese people. It's about the Chinese Communist Party. Look, what they want to do is they want to create giant Hoover vacuum cleaners that suck up all the information about Americans that they possibly can. And then they're going to use the advanced technologies that they're availing of artificial intelligence and quantum computing and machine learning to plow through all that information and then figure out how to use it against us. That's what this is about, period. End of statement.
So give me an example, Jim. What would that look like? What would they glean out of that they could use against us?
So for example, one of the things that the Chinese are doing is they have commercial media outlets in the United States. They also conduct, you know, disinformation and propaganda campaigns against Americans. Collecting enough data on what Americans are talking about, saying, thinking, and doing, you can use that information essentially to create algorithms to decide what kind of malicious messages can I put out that might be the most impactful.
Wow.
You could build profiles on individual Americans. I mean, they already started to do this. If you remember back to the Office of Personnel Management, theft, cyber theft that the Chinese did a number of years ago, you could take all this different information and build personal profiles on individuals, including everything from facial recognition data to all the personal data, likes, dislikes, and everything else. Then you can start to individually target Americans that you might find offensive or you want to influence. So, yeah, I mean, potentially it's very, very dangerous. And I think people think of Chinese economic cyber espionage, and they think of the Chinese kind of hacking into Lockheed Martin to steal plans for the F-35. That was, you know, China in 2015, where essentially they had a giant hacking army and they just gave everybody a bounty. Go out and steal something and give it to us and we'll give you a bounty. And in 2015, they flipped their model. They brought everybody under control of the military. They structured their hackers and they shifted. Not that they don't still do economic espionage. They mostly do that through like human activity now. And the focus of the cyber activity is mapping the American infrastructure, American society, and gathering as much information as we possibly can so we can figure out how to manipulate the Americans with information warfare in the future.
Wow.
That's their stated strategy. And when we have companies like Huawei, who potentially could build a 5G network and send everything that travels over their pipes back to China, or companies like TikTok, where already 14 million Americans are just randomly putting data on there that's going back to China, these are significant issues. And they're not like any other global company. Only Chinese companies report directly to the Chinese Communist Party and have Chinese Communist Party members on their boards, in their management, which are directly responsible to the party. And these are not like political parties like in the West, where we join a political party because we have a political affiliation and they might give us, you know, instructions and stuff, but it's mostly about policies and issues.
Sure.
In China, the Chinese Communist Party is an organization that controls China and it tells people what to do.
Well, I mean, I'm glad the president's drawing attention to it. I have a strong feeling that that there's not another American politician who would be paying this much attention to this issue 3 months away from a national election, because I don't know that it's something resonates with most voters.
It's interesting because I think it is very, very telling that despite all the talk about elections, if you look at this administration on, you know, tough foreign policy issues, they've really kind of focused on getting the job done, which is, I think, very admirable, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, that's what you should do, right? You don't forget the day job just because you're running for reelection.
It's true. It's a good point. Jim, listen, thanks for giving us the lowdown on TikTok. I do know my kids who watch it all the time are going to be in withdrawal if this thing actually gets shut down in 45 days.
Well, I think the Microsoft thing's a good option. You know, Microsoft doesn't have a social networking presence. It would be good to have more diversity in the social networking space. They can afford to do all the things to do TikTok right, to protect American citizens' data. China wins on this because if you bite that portion of the company, they're going to get a huge check for that. So everybody wins.
All right.
It's a good move if it works.
JJ Carafano, hey, always a pleasure, buddy. Happy Friday.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate that. Jim Carafano there, heritage.org. Always good to get the good doctor on the radio. Dr. JJ Carafano. You know that, right? He's a PhD. All right, good. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I for one was glad to see that the Cardinals finally got on board with the cardboard cutout thing.
Oh,
finally.
Yeah. Finally.
And just, it's so catchy. Cardboard. Cardboard Nation.
That's hilarious.
Nice.
And we still don't know how much it's going to cost, right? They haven't released
any of those
details.
They haven't released anything other than they are responding to the demand of that people want cardboard cutouts. So here they come.
And you can soon see. The problem is if you don't get one of the key spots, like right behind home plate in the green seats, which I'm sure they're going to charge a fortune for, they will have dynamic pricing. Nobody's going to see your ugly mug anyway.
Probably true.
Right?
The problem is it's really dumb, and it seems like a waste of money, and it's a huge opportunity missed on revenue dollars for the organization.
It just looks, again, I haven't watched much baseball. It just happened to be on a TV when I was out to dinner one time, and it looks silly.
Yeah, very.
It was like the Dodgers or something, and just seeing all those cardboard cutouts out, it just looked like, you know, minor league stuff.
Yeah. I mean, left field bleachers, AT&T, right field bleachers, Samsung, you know, I don't know.
Whatever, but the cardboard cutouts are a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have just used the blow-up doll thing they did in South Korea.
Oh, yeah, that's 100 times better.
Sure. And the fans would look shocked all the time. I have to mention this Ellen DeGeneres story that Tricia brought up to me. That's funny stuff.
It's hilarious.
Because she's already under pressure from people on her show, and there was even talk that she might walk away from it.
Yeah, they're talking about replacing her. They're already talking about replacing her. So apparently the worst kept secret is that Ellen's kind of a monster to work with around for. But this one's funny. A 52-year-old man is now claiming that Ellen DeGeneres bullied him 41 years ago when he was 11. He said Ellen, who was around 20 at the time, called him, quote, fat and stupid, and criticized the pictures he drew.
Hashtag me too. I mean honestly.
bullying's not cool. Don't do it, kids. But, yeah, this fella.
She's a comedian. How old was she when this supposedly happened? Does it say?
She was 20, and apparently she worked for some kind of company that his mom also worked for, and he would be there doing schoolwork, and she would pick on him.
She criticized his drawings.
She took pleasure in calling him fat and stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, I guess
all
that would look nice if you could draw.
Woodwork.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He describes her as the meanest, nastiest, most horrible person.
What has journalism sunk to even do a story? Now, this is on Page Six. I don't know where you saw it. I Googled it and found it on page6.com.
I've seen it on The Independent as well.
You really got to be groveling for negative stories to go back 41 years.
Yeah. Yeah, people just start throwing stuff at her. I've always thought she had a mean streak. I've never thought she was as nice as her image was portrayed as she was portraying herself, but she's really sinking fast.
I've never watched her show. I've seen highlights of it, like on recordings when she's done interviews with guests.
Be
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're joined this morning by Ben Williamson. He's a senior communications advisor at the White House, and thrilled to get him on the phone here. Ben, good morning to you.
Mark, it's great to be with you, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Good to get you on here. Listen to the president yesterday with that. Just, you know, so many people don't realize how reliant the U.S. has become. The pharmaceutical industry, a lot of other industries on bringing stuff here from China and other countries, that becomes a national security risk, and the pandemic has kind of driven that home.
Buy American, hire American, Mark, and how right you are. That's a message the president has been driving home since day one of his campaign. I remember him speaking about it when he launched his campaign, and that's been a theme of this presidency from the day he got inside the Oval Office. And you're right, the pandemic has really highlighted the need for us to be able to be resourceful on our own, to be able to buy American goods, hire American workers, and make sure that we have the resources we need at home domestically to protect ourselves. Yeah. And make sure that we've got that going. And that's what this president has highlighted. It's what he's sought to do throughout his policies, and we continue to focus on that as we move forward.
Yeah, I don't have a short memory like the rest of America. I remember when he started talking about how important it was to revitalize the American steel industry. And most people don't realize that. But in the event that you need to build, a destroyer or a battleship or a tank, you need a certain kind of steel that we were on the verge of losing that capability in this country. And the president also brought that business back to America.
He absolutely did. It was a focus of his from day one of his administration. He wanted to bring those jobs, that production, that manufacturing back to the United States, and that's what we've done. It's been a major focus of ours because, again, you're right. If we're relying on foreign nations for goods like steel or for needs like we had with medical supplies before this president got in office, that puts us at a disadvantage. And the president knows that. He knows it's good for our economy, good for our security, and most importantly, good for the American worker if we're producing these goods at home. So it's a major theme of ours. It'll be a focus of ours for the rest of this term, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Ben Williamson, my guest this morning, senior advisor at the White House. And Ben, COVID has captured everybody's attention. It's all that the mainstream media talks about 24 hours a day now, it seems. The president's in the middle of a negotiation with Congress and the Democrats for some sort of a new relief bill. Can you give us any updates on that?
Well, I wish I could say talks were going better than they are, Mark. You know, unfortunately, the Democrats have made pretty clear that they're not willing to move, that they really don't want to make a deal off of the top line dollar figure that they were coming at and some of the policy goals that they're trying to advance. So the negotiation really hasn't gone the way we've wanted it to go. But what I can tell you is that even if congressional Democrats aren't going to have the American workers back, then this president will. If negotiations break down over the weekend, which we unfortunately anticipate they probably will, this president, as we speak, is directing legislative counsel in the White House to draft executive orders so that we can look at all legal avenues we can to bring help to workers, whether that's with payroll tax cuts, whether that's tax cuts for workers by themselves, whether it's for a limited extended unemployment insurance to make sure that people who lost their job have temporary help while they get back on their feet, and liability protections for businesses around the country. You know, we want to make sure that even if Congress is blocking us, that we legally do what we can to be there for workers if Democrats aren't going to be. So we'll see what happens. I wish I could give a more bright outlook for Congress, but at this point, unfortunately, it looks like Democrats aren't going to be willing to move.
Yeah, on the payroll tax cut, I've always been fascinated by the concept that we as taxpayers have to wait and see how much money Washington is willing to give back to us instead of just letting us keep it in the first place.
It's incredible, isn't it? It really is. You have to wait to see how much the government is willing to return to you of your money, money that you made. And that's a concept that really hits home for this president. He was a business guy. He knows the effects that high taxes can have on workers and people that hire workers. And it's a very near and dear concept to him. He wants to make sure that as we're coming back from a pandemic like the coronavirus, that workers have every incentive, every avenue, every resource possible to make sure that they're able to get back on their feet. And one of the best ways to do that is by letting them keep more of the money that they earn.
True. You know, Ben, I saw you comment on this on Twitter earlier, so I'd like to play this soundbite and then get your reaction to it. Go ahead and play cut one, please.
Yes, and by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona. So it's a very different, a very diverse community.
Joe Biden says that's not what I meant, even though it's exactly what he said.
I tell you what, Mark, I have to laugh. I love whenever a politician says, I didn't mean to suggest something, and you just want to say, Mr. Vice President, you didn't suggest anything. It's what you said. It's absolutely what you said. And unfortunately, it's indicative of the way the Democrat Party has traditionally treated not just black Americans, but the minority communities at large. And what I can tell you is that this president, he is going to be there for all Americans. He knows that whether or not you're part of the black community, the Hispanic community, whether you're a white American, it doesn't matter. It's ultimately, you're an American to this president. He's going to be there for everyone. He's focused on jobs, jobs, jobs. That's the ultimate unifier, no matter your race, gender, or religion. And no, I did have to laugh at the idea that he had suggested exactly what he said on that interview. It was a fascinating comment.
Yeah, yeah. Every day we have fun with the latest Joe Biden gaffe here on the radio show, I'll just have to say.
Well, he gives you plenty of material, my friend, plenty of material.
He does. Ben Williamson with the White House. Listen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mark. You as well. Thanks for all you do.
Yes, sir. Ben Williamson there, Senior Communications Advisor at the White House, @_WilliamsonBen, if you want to follow him there on Twitter. And he has a little bit of fun with Joe Biden every day, just like we do.
Don't we all?
In case you missed Biden's retraction, this is what he said. Earlier today, I made some comments about diversity in the African-American and Latino communities. And I want to clarify, in no way did I mean to suggest that the African-American community is a monolith, not by identity, not on issues, not at all. Who do you think wrote that for Joe Biden? One of his handlers, I'm certain of it. Even though that's exactly what he said. Oh, the Latino community is incredibly more diverse than the black community. He flat out said it, but then he wanted to walk it back and say, well, that's not really what I said.
Well, and then it's...
It's just an odd... It's just an odd observation to me.
It was a dumb way to pander, too. He was pandering, but it was a dumb way to pander because it was like, oh, there are Latino people in different nations. Well, yeah, there are black people in different nations. There are white people in different nations. There are different... Like, there is diversity in each... In each race and in every culture and in every society, and you're dumb and you said a dumb thing. So
yeah, no matter how many times you explain it.
Yeah, it was you. It was.
I mean, you can keep explaining it, but it's still the same thing that you just said. There's no diversity. I mean,
and it basically saying I'm putting Latinos on a pedestal here because I want their vote. So unlike black people or white people or Asian people or whatever, Latinos are even more diverse. Like,
they understand.
I'm for the Latino people. I got you. Wink, wink, nudge. Like, it's gross.
Biden, I'm telling you, the Republican, the GOP just put out, the Republican Party, a 45-minute video you can find on YouTube, all with Joe Biden gaffes. It's 45 minutes long. Now, he's been around for 45 years, but I'm just saying, Joe's been doing things like that for a long, long time.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. I've done some dumb things as a senator, done some dumb things as a lawyer.
Joe Biden is the dumbest man ever be senator.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb. I did something very stupid 23 years ago. That's it. Fire.
Our federal officers have faced assaults from bricks, baseball bats, sledgehammers, Molotov cocktails, mortar-style commercial-grade fireworks. accelerants, IEDs, and other violent weapons. Since July 4th, federal officials in Portland have made 99 arrests, and DHS officers have experienced 277 separate injuries.
That's Chad Wolf from DHS talking about the federal stormtroopers up in Portland that Nancy Pelosi wants to refer to.
Over and over.
277 of them have been injured by these fanatics that gather every night outside of a federal building in Portland. It's insane. That's why we support our law enforcement. That's why we support police and firefighters. That's why we're doing a fundraiser right now for Backstoppers, where you can go and donate. You go directly to the Backstoppers page. You can link through our page at 971talk.com/Cox. And whatever amount you can donate, we would appreciate it. When it reaches $5,000, I'm going to commit my body to the game.
You're so dramatic.
I am. When it reaches $5,000, I'm going to go maybe get dragged to the hair saloon, and they're going to shave my head, which is a big deal for me. I just in case I'm sweating right now talking about it, just so you know.
This is bigger than the birth of all of your children combined.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I didn't.
Okay,
I personally,
well, at least we found one thing.
That's our line.
I personally didn't have to endure the pain of that process three times like my wife. So I would not claim that it's going to be painful.
I'm a smart man.
I was thinking more like impactful, one of those like life-changing moments.
Could be. Better grow back in a hurry. Anyway, go donate today because
one way to find out. Shave it off.
We're getting closer and closer all the time,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, and if everybody could get on there and do it this weekend and early next week, because it would be very cool to send you off in style and do this. The big shave, as we're going to call it now. The big shave. Next week, at the end of the week, before we start doing vacations and things, I would like to do it next week if we can make that happen.
We'll talk about
it. We can do it.
All right. Good deal.
Like as early as next Thursday.
No, I don't think we're going to be doing it that soon.
Maybe Monday or
anyway,
Tuesday.
Anyway, not that soon. Happens. Hey, speaking of donating and raising money, our friend Bob Ibach joining us from NYCO Sports. They're helping raise money for Make-A-Wish, and they've got an opportunity for you to be able to make a great purchase right now. Bob, welcome back.
Hey, Mark and Trisha and Denise, nice to be with you. And, yeah, Mark, I've got my razor blade off already for your shaving. So I congratulate you and your staff for supporting the police. And I certainly think that's a great cause. And just like I've always enjoyed working with the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Missouri on this project I'm about to talk about, helping out kids who have life-threatening medical conditions. Because, you know, we've all gone through a crazy period right now, and the coronavirus doesn't take a break when it comes to helping out Make-A-Wish kids. So what we've got in conjunction with the Cardinals coming back, finally, after being sequestered in Milwaukee and not playing against Detroit, they get the big series beginning tonight at home against the Cubs. And we've got something I think that fans are going to want to get. I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can get this, because it's very historic. And only 2,020 of these fully licensed Rawlings baseballs with the Cardinals logo on it to salute baseball being back once again in a crazy season will be produced. They come in a display case. They're just $49.95. We have probably sold out half of the collection already. I'll give out that phone number and website in a second, but I want to point out a couple quick things that are on the ball. You'll have the Cardinals official logo on there. You'll have an image of Busch Stadium, a beautiful panoramic color photograph in one of the panels.
Right.
The Cardinals opening day starting lineup and their championship history all printed on this baseball. You'll get a numbered certificate of authenticity with it. Here's how you can go ahead and help out the Make-A-Wish locally to get some wishes granted for kids who have life-threatening medical conditions.
What's the number, Bob? I'm going to run out of time here. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's 1-800-345-2868, 1-800-345-2868, or Mark, just go right to the website, nycosports.com, NYCO Sports.com. Again, I urge people to do it soon because these will sell out probably by the end of the weekend.
Bob Ibach, thanks for the good work, my friend. We appreciate it. Take care of yourself.
All right. Have a good weekend, Mark.
Absolutely. Yeah, there you go. NycoSports.com, the website. So go check that out. And you can go you can go to our website as well, 971talk.com/Cox.
And donate to the
link to Backstoppers as well. So that's going to be good.
We just had a caller call in, and she suggested Denise and I shave our heads as well, and that we might not be very nice to you about this. We'll see what happens.
Very nice.
Hey, it's all for a great cause. Have a good weekend, folks. We'll see you Monday morning.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.